All right. So now let's switch gears and talk about our top weekend picks, which we try to do when we have you guys or when we have you and Jeff on Thursday. So, Nate, obviously, I would think one of your top picks would be this mixtape series concert.
I think that's a good idea to attend that one. Yeah.
And what else would be your top pick besides that?
There's actually a great matinee show on Sunday afternoon over at Precinct, which is in Union Square in Somerville. Mm-hmm. Mid-Atlantic, The Lights Out, Mellow Bravo, The Franks, Very Lumar. This is a free show, but any proceeds that you want to donate go into the New England Center for Homeless Veterans.
Oh,
so, and it's a broken down. At least some of the bands are doing an acoustic thing, so it'll be fun to see the rock bands kind of stripped down out of their element.
Precinct in Union Square on Sunday.
Yes.
And Jeff, your top pick for the weekend.
Well, I'd say to pick something really conservative but great and charming is, the Holiday Pops kicked off. And you might think it's too corny, but it really isn't. And in particular, if you have kids, going to those kids' concerts that they have, it's pretty cool. You sit downstairs at a table and they serve you peanut butter and jelly. You know, I mean, that's in a cookie. It's a mix of class, and you actually have the kid introduced to an orchestra, you know, maybe for the first time, saying, wow, this is serious stuff.
Yeah,
so I really love going there every year.
Yeah, it kind of eases their way into it, exactly. Nate Rogers, any other things you want to mention going on this weekend?
Actually, starting tonight, there's over at Lorem Ipsum Books over in Inman Square, they're starting a what's called the Small Works Group Art Show.
Oh, this is a cool little sort of tiny bookshop.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And they're just this is going to be running through early January, I think. So they're just selling local artists' works. This is paintings and little trinkets, so you can think Christmas gifts and whatnot. Mm. So that should be interesting.
And Jeff, anything else on your radar that you want to mention?
Well, the other thing I'd say is, you know, for a concert, there's, you know, the Blind Boys of Alabama are playing this weekend, and that's a pretty fantastic show if you can go see it. It's over at Berkeley.
Mm. Now, I'll mention one, too, because if I didn't say it, you were going to say it, Jeff, which is that you made a rock and roll documentary in which you tried to reunite the Kinks. It's called Do It Again. I attended it when it was at the Somerville Theater, and I want to say you did get a sellout crowd and a stand-up. It was a standing ovation later. It must have been it was a proud day for you, I think.
It was quite amazing, yeah.
It was. Even vicariously, I thought. It was pretty cool. So this weekend at the Brattle, there's a film festival called Celluloid Heroes, and it's kind of like this combo film and music festival. It's basically about films that involve music in some way, and
right.
Your film is playing multiple times this weekend for people who haven't seen it.
Yeah, we're playing six times over the weekend. The screening I'll definitely be at is 7 o'clock on Friday night, and we're going to follow it with 2 hours of beautifully curated Kinks performance clips that'll play in the Brattle. So it should be fun, you know?
And this may be an enormous spoiler, but can I say who people will see you playing with if they go, or should I not say who they're going to see you playing with?
We want them to go, you know, so...
If you want to see Jeff Edgers play guitar with Sting, go to this movie.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
I don't know if they want to, but yes.
I want to see that.
All right, that's all the time we have for today. Now...
Sorry, they're always interrupting.
I want to thank my guest, Nate Rogers. He's host of the Mixtape series, which will be at the Rosebud Bar in Somerville's Data Square this weekend, and he's a blogger at Boston Band Crush. Nate, thanks very much.
Thank you.
And Jeff Edgers, arts reporter at the Boston Globe, whose documentary Do It Again is showing multiple times at the Brattle this weekend. Jeff, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And listeners, we want you to vote on your favorite songs from 1984. That's the Mixtape series concert year this weekend. Check out that poll and information about this weekend's top picks on our website, wbur.org/Boston. You might not have heard of her, but Felita Oyola was, for a half century, among the most important cultural and political figures in Boston, at least in the Puerto Rican community.
She was here when the first wave of Puerto Ricans arrived to Boston in the 1950s, early 60s.
Jose Maso, host of WBUR's Con Salsa.
Her house became the epicenter of anything and everything which was cultural expression. That was where many of us gathered with her to talk about our culture and the activities and how we can manifest it. If there was an icon that she could be compared to in this community, I'd say it would be Alma Lewis for the African-American community.
Felita Oyola was born in 1924 in the Puerto Rican town of Naranjito. She was already an accomplished singer by the time she came to Boston at age 41. After she got here, she started Estrellas Tropicales, a performing group that has taught traditional music, dance, and folklore to as many as 5,000 young Puerto Rican girls. Felita Oyola also helped found Via Victoria, the affordable housing community in the South End, where her daughter, Reynelda, lives today.
My mother, she loved her music and folklore. She was an artist, everything. And when she passed away, she was in bed for over 5 years in a semi-coma stage. And she finally went to peace this past Monday.
Felita Oyola's family buried her today.
One of the things that she said was, when I die, I don't want nobody crying. I want everybody dancing, everybody playing my music, and remembering my life.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at Boston.com. If you want to comment on our show, good comments, bad comments, constructive criticism, anything you want to say, you can do it in several ways. Post a comment on our website, wbur.org/Boston. Email us at radioboston@wbur.org. Or you can also leave a message on our listener line at 617-353-1137. That's 617-353-1137. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.